those apples, and then I'd have to come home and study.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she said you needed that little outing after you got out of school. Mm-hmm. And, so we'd take a ride, and sometimes ride out to the farm and gather some apples and bring them back and wash them, pick the stems off of them and get them ready to go in that cider mill. Now that was pure apple cider, wasn't it? As well as I remember, there was nothing mixed with it, just apple juice. And then she used to make her own soap.
How do you do that?
I don't remember, but I know she had a big iron pot. And I know you used lye in it, but I don't remember what else, but I can remember her. I was 6 years old making soap. And then in the afternoons, before they had electricity, she had a long shelf on the back porch that the lamps would sit on where you clean them. Every day you had to clean the lamps and trim the wicks and fill them for the evening.
What I saw in here?
No, this was down over on the other side of town, down by the courthouse.
What did they call those lamps?
Just lamps.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen them, haven't you? The old ones? I'll show you two that I have that a friend of mine gave. Sit still. Her mother had them, and her mother had them.
Mm-hmm.
And while they almost match, unless you look at them real good, you would think they were a pair.
Mm-hmm.
Except one's smaller and one's not, and one's larger, but they're almost the same design.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, what made them dirty?
Oh, the smoke from the wicks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to wash those lamp globes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And see, they didn't put shades on them, best I remember those days. Just had the lamps.
What did you use to clean them with?
Soap and water, best I remember.
What did she do to washing?
Oh, they always washed. My grandmother used to wash about twice a week out in the backyard in big iron tubs, black iron tubs, big things. And she always had a couple of tubs of rinse water and a paddle that you moved them around with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Reminded me, the best I can remember, looked like an oar that you'd paddle a boat with. Something on that order.
How did they heat the water? How did they heat the water?
Well, they built a fire. They had a little thing that they set the pot over. And boiled them.
Mm.
Boy, they boiled too. And things were white then, too.
Yeah.
And when they got out of that soap that people made back in those days, your clothes were clean.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you had to rinse them a couple of times and get all that soap out of them. Because she'd boil that, put them in that boiling water and wash them, and then she'd put them in this next tub and rinse them. And then it was a little cooler. Then the next one was a little cooler. Because it was all warm water then. They didn't think about washing in cold water. And then hang them out. Then, of course, there was ironing to do back in those days. I wouldn't buy anything you had to iron now. You probably had to streak.
Did she grow flowers in the house? Did she have any flowers planted in the house?
Oh, she had a rose garden out by the side of the house, and she had down in the flower pit built down in the cellar.
Never.
You never did?
Mm-hmm.
Every winter, the flowers, all the flowers, pot.